Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with another Ag Perspectives podcast here on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Had the opportunity to sit down recently with Martha Berger, a senior vice president with Chesapeake Energy, and talk about Chesapeake's involvement with youth organizations like the Oklahoma Youth Expo and the Oklahoma FFA. They're major supporters of the Oklahoma FFA Foundation as well as the OYE, and Martha Berger, one of the key reasons why. She's really fallen in love with the FFA organization, even though she comes from the East Coast and has never been involved with FFA herself as she grew up. Martha Berger talked with us about why she believes that the Chesapeake needs to be involved with youth groups, rural youth groups like the FFA, and what she has seen in the FFA as a leadership development organization.
Chesapeake.
Let's talk a little bit about Chesapeake, first of all. You've actually grown up through the Chesapeake culture from the very early days to the 10,000-plus employees that you have today listed on the public trading exchanges and all of that. It's obviously been quite a journey for you. How has it been different from those days to today?
Well, it has been a journey, first of all. I think I was employee number 85, and now we have almost 10,000. And the company has grown and changed tremendously. But, you know, a lot of the things are still the same. Much of our leadership is the same. I think the core competencies that give us maybe a competitive advantage we still work on and hold dear. That is the ability to be flexible, to make decisions quickly, to, you know, not get hung up on bureaucracy and or with bureaucracy. So I think those things still hold true at Chesapeake, although we do have our challenges, you know, to try and maintain those things in such a big company. But so far, so good.
Let's talk a little bit about Chesapeake's interest in young people. And we've seen it from your participation and your support of the Oklahoma Youth Expo, as well as the Oklahoma FFA Foundation and the FFA at the state convention on an annual basis. Why the interest? Or I guess, you know, give us a little bit of the history about how Chesapeake got involved in supporting these type of events.
Well, it's interesting. In the oil and gas business, you know, we have a phenomenon that, especially 10 or 15 years ago, was really becoming evident, and they call it the graying of the workforce. And what happened is we missed a whole generation of people going into the oil and gas business. And, you know, they in the dot-com revolution, a lot of jobs in the oil business had gone away, and, you know, a decade or more of people graduating from college went into the computer world. Well, so we found a lot of people in their 50s nearing retirement and not so many people coming out of college with the technical expertise in petroleum land management, petroleum engineering, geology, to take over those jobs. So we thought, oh my gosh, we better do something about that. And that's really when we started strengthening our relationships with colleges and high schools and looking for ways to connect with young people and get them thinking about our industry. So, you know, the more familiar they became with Chesapeake, the more they might think about a career in the oil and gas business. So we started when they were young and really worked with them all the way through college.
Now, in the case of the groups like FFA, the Oklahoma Youth Expo, your involvement with these groups, obviously they've both had the common denominator of the youth mm-hmm. roots. Anything special kind of stand out to you as you started working with these groups?
Oh, absolutely. And I think our reasoning with that, and really it was just kind of this match that turned out to be made in heaven. But if you think about our operations, we were primarily located in the mid-continent part of the United States, a lot in Oklahoma, but not in the big cities. We were out in the smaller communities in the more rural areas in Oklahoma. And so we thought, you know, oil and gas operations in your town, we felt like we had a responsibility to be a good corporate citizen in those towns. And so we were looking for ways that would impact those communities. And we had to think differently than we would think of in Oklahoma City or in a Tulsa, in a larger city. And what we found was the areas that the citizens of those communities wanted to support were things like FFA and Youth Expo. And so then when we got to know those organizations and saw the tremendous leadership capabilities and the things that those organizations were able to accomplish, we said this is a great way for us to give back to the communities that we operate in across Oklahoma and really make a difference.
As you support Oklahoma FFA's foundation, you're actually obviously supporting the convention and a lot of other things that go on there, and that's a lot of times a celebration of a whole career of work within the high school career of these young people. What's impressed you as you've gone and gone to these meetings, whether it's the convention or the Youth Expo? What really sticks out in your mind as you see these young people in action?
Gosh, how incredibly poised and self-confident and knowledgeable and personable they are. And it gives me such great confidence to know that leaders like those in the FFA organization that come out of there are going to be in positions of influence, really, across our state and country. They're just, gosh, they're well-spoken. They're obviously well-educated. They're forward-thinking. Just awesome capabilities, and I just know they've got such great potential.
When you think about the young folks and the skills that they're exhibiting at the convention and other times that you've seen them in action, what kind of sticks out in your mind as far as, the abilities that you're seeing there versus maybe some of the other folks that you see in the workforce today?
Well, it's interesting. In this day and age where, we get communication electronically, we get information from Google searches, I think sometimes the personal interaction and ability to really connect with people one-on-one verbally is really missing. And I think that ability to just engage in meaningful conversation with business professionals, people a lot older than they are, is really remarkable. And, never mind that they're getting a great education and they have, they've already accomplished great things. But just that ability to connect and interact in a professional, mature, poised, self-confident way. I think it's really, really great.
The gift that you've given as far as to help with state officer education down the road at Oklahoma State University. You were talking about the fact that you feel that you wanted to give something back to, in this case, these young people.
Well, I think it's the giving back part. It's just not even an option. It's kind of mandatory. It's a part of success. And if you're fortunate enough, like I have been, to have some success, I just think you've got to do it. It's our key to the future. It's what makes the future, brighter for all of our kids. It's all about the future. And I also think it's a good lesson to the young people as well who might be the recipients of these scholarships. They'll remember that somebody helped them along the way, and so when they have the success that they're bound to in the future, I think they'll remember it and say, I think I need to do the same thing, help that next person.
One last question as far as, thinking about the FFA and what you've seen, what you've experienced with them. You said that you grew up in an area that you didn't really know the FFA before you got to Oklahoma, got to Chesapeake, got involved in this regard. What would you say to someone who's maybe doesn't know a whole lot about the organization? What would be your recommendation about FFA to somebody that maybe is just getting familiar with it?
Well, I talk to a lot of my coworkers, parents, and encourage them all the time to get their kids active in FFA. I think my advice would be to think of it beyond what it once was as the Future Farmers of America. I mean, it's a different organization than just raising livestock. Not that that's not an important vocation. But I think that was what surprised me, I had it in my mind when I would see the Blue Jackets in Oklahoma City at the Arts Festival. Mm-hmm. I thought they were, you know, at home raising livestock, and they came for a convention. So for me to find out the tremendous amount of leadership development and the, just the wide array of studies and education and degrees that they're pursuing, I just think that is what is a good message, and what we need to, you know, make sure people understand is that it's a whole lot more than that.
A lot of education, a lot of leadership going on.
Mm-hmm. You bet. I mean, and you know, it is all about leadership, you know, in any endeavor, you know. People can be well-minded and they can have great ideas, but if you don't have a leader to get you to whatever that mission is that they think needs to be accomplished, you're just never going to do it. And so the leadership skills are just so important, and I've never seen an organization develop them better than the FFA.
You mentioned one last word to them as you spoke to their state officer team. You said overachieve.
That's right. My favorite word is over-deliver, and I got it from Jack Welch. And my message to anybody that's starting out in the workforce, graduating from school, getting a job, whatever, is to over-deliver. Whatever somebody's expectations are, try to exceed them.
One of the senior vice presidents with Chesapeake Energy, Martha Berger, who oversees the philanthropic efforts of Chesapeake and has been involved with providing thousands of dollars of support to the Oklahoma Youth Expo, the Oklahoma FFA Foundation, and now personally giving back to through a scholarship fund, Oklahoma State University, to Oklahoma State FFA officers in the days to come. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.